You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. The British Daily Express newspaper wrote three short articles. The first one was in May of 2012, and the next two came about 4 years later this year, on June 27th and June 28th, and they are three of the most mind-stunning articles that I have read in many years. And it's like reading your own Bible and reading Bible prophecy that we've been talking about for some 70 years. And these are amazing articles that are just telling you exactly what is happening on the world scene in a way that so far none of the others have. So I briefly touched on this subject a few weeks ago, but I want to talk to you about it today more in depth. This new Berlin group, as they are called in Europe, are already searching for a modern-day Charlemagne or a modern-day Napoleon Bonaparte, who were rulers of the Holy Roman Empire. They want a strong leader for the Holy Roman Empire. Now, we've been telling you for many years that those some over 25 nations in Europe that belong to the European Union are going to be pared down to 10 nations or 10 kings that are prophesied in Revelation 17. Now, the reason it's so interesting to you, or should be, is because they are going to start World War III. And I can show you that in over 50 prophecies in your Bible, maybe even 100 of them. But they are actually, that is, Germany, Italy, and France are actually forcing nations into their configuration, that little Berlin group that is saying, well, all right, from now on, they're going to meet our specifications or they won't be a member, just like Britain, who was recently voted out. They voted themselves out. But there was more to it than that, that the people don't see. There's a lot of secret deals going on here. We're already into the seventh head of the Holy Roman Empire. And if you look at these prophecies that I'm talking to you about, mainly one prophecy, I'm telling you it's right at the heart of everything that happens in this end time. It's an amazing prophecy, one especially, but there are more than one. But the reason you don't hear much about it in the news is because you have the war against terror and all of the refugees that follow from that. And then, of course, Russia and China are gobbling up parts of the world, and that gets quite a lot of attention. But the good news here is they're looking for a political dictator. That's what this Berlin group is looking for. A powerful dictator, and they're going to find him, and that same combine is going to actually stand up those 10 kings and fight the Lamb, L-A-M-B capitals, it says in Revelation, because it's Christ himself, the Lamb who died for the sins of the world. He's going to come back and he's going to put that seventh head down and bring peace and joy to this earth like they've never even dreamed of. Now that is what is about to happen. So I want to start reading to you just a little from these articles. The first one, May the 4th, 2012, from the Daily Express. And now this is 4 years before Britain voted themselves out of the European Union. Now there are just 27 nations rather than 28. But others are going to be going out very quickly, and you need to understand why. This is really critical to your life because it's going to affect everybody. It's about a world war in this nuclear age. They wrote here, the senior Eurocrats are secretly plotting to create a super powerful EU president. Super powerful. And they call it a covert group. And then it goes on to say the new bureaucrat, who would not be directly elected by voters, is set to sweeping control over the entire EU and force member countries into ever greater political and economic union. Now remember, this is 4 years before Britain left the European Union. And all this plotting was going on then and a long time before that. And I'll show you that today. Tellingly, the UK has been excluded from the confidential discussions. This was 4 years before Britain left, but they weren't even included in these confidential discussions, which was plotting to get them out and push them out and establish policies that they knew Britain couldn't accept. That's what was really happening. The confidential discussions within the shady Berlin group, quote-unquote, of Europhile politicians, spearheaded by, who would you think? Why, by Germany, the foreign minister Guido Westerwelle. It's always Germany that's spearheading this and leading the charge. And they are the powerhouse. The article concludes, opponents fear the plan could create a modern-day equivalent of the European emperor envisioned by Napoleon Bonaparte, or a return to the Holy Roman Empire of Charlemagne that dominated Europe in the Dark Ages. See, they realize, well, they're talking about the Holy Roman Empire. This was in 2012. And they're looking for a Napoleon. They're looking for a Charlemagne dictator to rule over this European combine or the Holy Roman Empire. That's what it's all about. But there's something they don't tell you, is that that's back in the Dark Ages when all that happened, but the last head of that Holy Roman Empire was in World War II, and it was led by Adolf Hitler, and he established extermination camps, as Edward R. Murrow called them, all over Europe. To exterminate millions and millions of people, to bring them under subjection to the Holy Roman Empire and what they believed. Euro MP Paul Newtall of the UK Independence Party said, quote, "This is a truly ridiculous idea that must never be allowed to happen. It sounds as if they are trying to go back to the days of the Holy Roman Empire." Well, we've been telling you for 70 years that's precisely what they're going to do. And then you need to know what that 10-king empire is going to do. And we have information that'll tell you all about that and explain it to you. Of course, the last head that was the sixth head, which was Adolf Hitler in World War II, along with Mussolini. But they had these extermination camps, and you've seen pictures of them. We all have. It was the most horrifying thing we've ever seen, probably, as far as human annihilation is concerned. Anyhow, they go on to say, now this is still from the May 4th one, before 4 years before Britain left the European Union. But here's what they conclude: such a merger would represent a massive shift of power into the hands of a single unelected bureaucrat. The government should be taking this far more seriously and voicing its objection very strongly. Then he went on to say, well, this man is going to have more power than the United States president. So this is the strong man of Europe that we've been prophesying about for oh so many years. But you see, they were plotting secretly to get this man into and leading that Holy Roman Empire. And at the same time, Britain was an obstacle to all that, and they wouldn't even include them in the meetings. So they were making decisions that they knew would force Britain out. They were doing that secretly. Germany and Italy and partly France, but mostly Germany and Italy. You see, Britain stood in the way of what they wanted to do. And now that Britain's out of the way, I mean to tell you, everything is kicked into high gear and it's moving extremely fast. Now here's what, just a little bit of the next article, June 28th, after Britain had exited the European Union. They voted themselves out, and here's what this article says. This is the June the 28th article, hard copy. European superstate to be unveiled. EU nations to be morphed into one. European political chiefs are to take advantage of Brexit, or Britain's exit, by unveiling their long-held plan. This is long-held plan. To morph the continent's countries into one giant superstate, it has emerged, by Nick Guterich, Daily Express, June 28th, 2016. They're unveiling that long-held plan. Let me read you to you what we wrote in the He Was Right booklet that we'll send to you if you request it at the end of the program, and all of our literature is free. The title of the booklet is He Was Right. In 1996, a World War II intelligence document was made public. 1996, now remember that date. It details a meeting between top German industrialists that was held in August 1944, a time when it was becoming clear to the Germans that they would likely lose the war. In the meeting, they discussed how, in the event of defeat, they would go about resurrecting a German empire in a post-World War II world. Several of Germany's elite industries were represented and were instructed to prepare themselves to finance the Nazi Party, which would be forced to go underground. Now, just imagine this. This is a document that was telling you Germany was going to be plotting all of this to come back for a shot at World War III. That's their plan. That was their plan. And here, all of these documents were classified until 1996, over 50 years after World War II was over. And our government decided we didn't need to see that. But we did see it and were at that very time prophesying that Germany would rise again and try for the third time to win a world war. They've started both of the world wars we've had, and they're going to start the other one, the third one. That is amazing truth. Now, here is a man that saw all this happening. Here's what Herbert Armstrong wrote, May 9th, 1945. Now, this is 1945. Notice what he wrote. We don't understand German thoroughness. From the very start of World War II, they have considered the possibility of losing this second round as they did the first. And they have carefully, methodically planned in such eventuality the third round. This is 1945 when he wrote this. World War III, we're talking about. Hitler has lost. This round of war in Europe is over. And the Nazis have now gone underground. Now, a Nazi underground is methodically planned. And they go. The plan was to come back and to win on a third try. Now, this is what Mr. Armstrong wrote. And he's been writing it all these years until his death in 1986. So, just let me give you a few examples of his the titles, a couple of examples. This was in 60 or 70 years ago, and the title was New Power Bloc Stronger Than Russia. Another one, Giant World Power Rising Out of the Common Market. And here's what he said in 1967, the cry of a political union in Europe will get louder and louder. Before long, we will see the common market develop into a United States of Europe, which it did. It's abbreviated the EU, but it's really going to develop into the Holy Roman Empire, and that's what Mr. Armstrong pointed out for years. One more comment here that he made, this one in 1983, The Bible prophesies of this coming United States of Europe, a new united superpower, perhaps more powerful than even the Soviet Union or the United States. Well, how about that? Now let me go back to this June 28 article and read you just a few comments from it. June 28, this was Daily Express. The foreign ministers of France and Germany are due to reveal a blueprint to effectively do away with individual member states in what is being described as an ultimatum. Under the radical proposal, EU countries will lose the right to have their own army. There'll just be one army, one criminal law, one taxation system, one central bank, and with all these powers being transferred to Brussels. Now the nations, you see, are giving an ultimatum. If you want to be into this powerful bloc, you're going to do it this way. You're going to do what we tell you to do. Some unelected bureaucrat is going to be in control. Only he'll be more than a bureaucrat when he really gets in charge. And there are going to be 10 kings. And I'm telling you, you're going to see that extremely soon. Let's just take a quick look at Revelation 17 and verse 7. Revelation 17 and verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, that's the type of a church, and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. Now you can see in verse 12 that's the ten horns are the 10 kings. And that's all forming right now. But notice verse 10. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. See, now one is, that's frankly Herbert W. Armstrong prophesying about that 6th head. And he's been doing it since before World War II, considerably a few years before, or several years before. That's the one is. But he says now the other is not yet come, but now the other is come, and it's forming very quickly right before your eyes as a real powerhouse that's going to have a dictator like Charlemagne or Napoleon or Adolf Hitler and his extermination camps. They don't mention Adolf Hitler because, well, that's too recent. Everybody remembers all that bloodshed. But go back to Napoleon and Charlemagne. Well, they don't probably know too much about that history. But let me tell you, they waded through rivers of blood at that time as well. Here is a prophecy about God's church in the end time and how they will be proclaiming what is happening with the Holy Roman Empire and the last 2 heads, which is really the end time. That is the end time. And the last 2 eras of God's church parallel the last 2 heads of the Holy Roman Empire, and there is someone there to proclaim this message to the world and to warn them about what is coming. I mean, this is a dangerous union of nations. And I'll tell you, that one verse in verse 10 really just gives you kind of like a nutshell summary of the entire end time prophecy. It's a powerful, powerful verse in your Bible, and it's really what these articles in the Daily Express are all about. Prophecy from Revelation 17 and other prophecies in the Bible. It's at the heart of all end time prophecy, really. Now let me read just another short quote from this June 28th article. Under the radical proposals, EU countries will lose the right to have their own army, criminal law, taxation system, or central bank, with all those powers being transferred to Brussels. Is that a good picture? Well, the plot has sparked fury and panic in Poland. Why would Poland be in panic mode? Well, let me tell you, When it talks about all this power being transferred to Brussels, that's really just a monster deceit. But it really is transferred to Berlin, Germany, not Brussels, Belgium. It's transferred to Germany. That's where the power is, and all of Europe knows it, and all the world knows it. It's just that people don't like to talk about it. But this is in your Bible. It's Bible prophecy, and it's leading up to the very return of Jesus Christ, and He Himself is going to have to stop this nuclear World War III, or there would be no flesh saved alive, according to the Moffat translation of Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. And Germany and Italy have been at the core of almost all of these holy Roman empires. They talk about it as the plot, and it is a plot. Well, why would Poland be so panicked by this? Because World War II started by Germany attacking Poland. That's when war was declared against Germany. And Poland is fearful of what is going to happen in Germany and these other nations, and they don't like it. At least the leadership that is there now doesn't like it. So, here we are at the seventh head, and there is panic in some nations in Europe. You can bet your life on that. Let me read you just another. Well, I'll just paraphrase it. It talks about all of these things creeping into federalism or strong power from the top, but it isn't going to be creeping any longer. It's going to be speeding along like a race car, and it's haunting many people in Europe. But it's that long-cherished dream that they've had of ruling the world, of all things, ruling the world. And oh, how many powerful nations are dreaming that today. You can see we're headed for a clash that's going to be unparalleled in the history of man. Notice Revelation 17 and verse 12. And then the ten horns, which you saw, are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They have one mind, these 10 kings. Remember the quote from the article? This one, June the 27th. European superstate to be unveiled. EU nations to be morphed into one. One mind. That's what it's all about. Now that's, look, we're talking about something here, and I could give you, well, I have four scriptures here I could give you where that talks about that the strong man. I'll just give you an example here of Adolf Hitler. Just a quick quote, a quote from our booklet on He Was Right. And it's the sixth head of the Holy Roman Empire. And he said Hitler had a domineering manner, and he would come into the room, and it said, here is the quote, "The listener is filled with awe and feels that a new phenomenon has entered the room. This thundering demon was not there before." This is the kind of power the head of this sixth Holy Roman Empire had. They call it this thundering demon. Well, is there a great evil spirit there? And did Adolf Hitler have a mind change? He certainly did. And if you want to look at another scripture in Habakkuk 1:11, you're going to see that this future king, or Charlemagne, or Napoleon, or Adolf Hitler, is going to have a mind change. Also, it says the same thing in Isaiah 10, verses 5 through 7. And also in Daniel 8, in verse 23. So, again, see, we've been telling you about these prophecies all these years. And now then, see, they're looking for Charlemagne. They're looking for Napoleon. They're looking for the Adolf Hitler to lead them with strong power like no nations have ever had before, it looks like. And I mean, it's going to be powerful. Verse 14, look at the beautiful ending, though. "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful." See, those that are with Him are those that have been loyal to God in this before Jesus Christ comes and get his message out to the world, and he brings them back with him to put down the Holy Roman Empire and all these evil powers of this earth. Now that's going to be a wonderful time, and we all should look forward to that. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
A British newspaper recently exposed a secret plot to consolidate European power under a political dictator. These reports point to the reemergence of the terrifying Holy Roman Empire. Learn how the Nazis went underground after World War II and how they plan to make a devastating comeback. The Daily Express may have reported the devious plans of the Berlin Group, but one man predicted the shocking rise of Germany over 70 years ago. Before his death in 1986, Herbert W. Armstrong correctly predicted events that took place in all corners of the globe. But he never took the credit. It was Bible prophecy that informed every forecast. Request our free booklet, He Was Right, for an insightful look back at five decades of accurate predictions and a glimpse at what is soon to come. Germany is the beating heart of Europe today. Request our free booklet, Nahum, an end-time prophecy for Germany, for a timeline of end-time events revolving around this important nation. God will use the German war machine to punish America and Britain for leading the world into sin. He will also destroy Germany for causing more bloodshed than any nation in history. Study our booklet on Nahum to increase your urgency as the day of the Lord draws near. Anticipate the loving, perfect rule of God that will soon replace the violent systems of man. You will also receive a copy of our free reprint article, The Final Resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire is Here. All our literature is available free of charge with no cost or obligation to you. Order He Was Right, Nahum, an end-time prophecy for Germany, and The Final Resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire is Here today. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. If you would prefer to write, send your request to The Key of David, P.O. Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.